Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, I'm not mad at you. You need to quit beating yourself up. Self-recrimination and self-loathing are not from me. I'm not calling you to put yourself down. I'm calling you to sit at my feet and learn of me. I hear you saying, I don't have time to sit at his feet. I've got to fix this. And I say, no, you can't. If you take matters into your own hands, it will be like throwing a match into a pool of gas. Do you trust me? Let me take it from here. I will direct you, and I will move, and I will mend, and I will manage. You're to do nothing out of reaction. Rather, you are to wait on me. Take every day, every choice, every action, and lay it before me, and sleep on it, and believe me, and ask me to come and direct you as to your every action, whether it makes sense to you or not. Move in calmness of spirit. Let every choice you make originate out of the solitude spent with me and soaking in my presence. I will speak to you in dreams. I will speak to you in visions. I will take you by the Spirit and show you what's taking place in the hidden councils of secret places. You're in the battle of your life, but it's not a battle that you're going to fight in reactiveness. I will take you through this time of trial, and as you submit and conform to my expectations, you will prevail and fulfill my will in the midst of your difficulties. Your situation didn't become this way overnight, and it's not going to change overnight. But by the time it's finished, things are not going to look like you think they ought to, but they're going to look like that which suits my kingdom and my purpose and brings you to the greatest happiness, to highest heart's desire and greatest dream fulfilled. For I love you greatly. I love you because I love you because I love you, and I'm never going to stop loving you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. When others curse you, I'm going to care for you. Even those that loathe and hate you now, one day will walk in sweet fellowship with you as you hearken to my voice and do what I tell you to do, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.